Hello, it's Lieutenant Edward Foster, the state police assigned to the Middlesex District Attorney's Office. We're at the Framingham Police Department. It's Thursday, January 6, 2011, approximately 4:05 in the afternoon. We're here to conduct an interview of Officer Paul Duncan of the Framingham Police Department. Also here is Deputy Chief Ken Ferguson with the Framingham Police Department, Officer Dave Carlo, Union President for the Framingham Police Department, Attorney Alan McDonald, Counsel for the Union. We're here to conduct an interview regarding the circumstances of the death of Yuri A. Stamps, homicide investigation. He lived at 26 Found Street. The shooting occurred there at the same address on January 5th, 2011 at approximately 12:30 in the morning. Officer Duncan, I know that you're a member of the SWAT team. If you please take me through the events that night, you remember when you were called in and in your function that night when you were doing the warrant at 26 Fountain Street.
Okay. As I approach, I can see that the hallway is dark. I can see that the SWAT operator is in front of me. And I can see a light at the end of that hallway on the right-hand side, a doorway that's lit on the right-hand side.
Inside the hallway?
Inside the hallway.
Okay.
Toward the back of it.
Okay.
Just before I got to those operators, or as I got to those operators, I'm not sure, they take off. And they make they take off down that dark hallway and make entry into a room down there. I think it was the lit room. I'm not 100% sure, but they take off, and now they're entering a room, and they're gone. I don't even see them. As I step in onto the threshold, I can see that it's dark. There seems to be obstacles in the hallway. Disheveled appeared disheveled to me. I see a man laying on his stomach somewhere in the hallway, probably, if I were to guess, a couple of feet past the threshold, maybe 2-3 feet past the threshold. I that's trying to recollect distance in darkness. And so as I, now the other two SWAT operators are gone. I look down, I see the individual laying there. At that time, he's laying on his stomach. His hands are, I believe, above. His elbows were resting on the floor. His hands and fingers were open, and they were not on his head. They were hovering by his head. So I see that. As I approach him at the threshold, I recall his head moving up towards me and his hands moving like an emotion of, who's this? What's coming in here? So I see the hands move and the head go up. Not a great distance, just enough where my attention automatically went to his hands and his head.
How far do you think you were from him then?
Probably the 2 feet.
Probably.
I had just crossed.
You just crossed the threshold.
I probably just crossed the threshold.
Okay.
So I see the movement. So at that time, I see the movement. I have my long rifle in the low ready. I point it in his direction. This time, I know I can still hear yelling coming from that room down there. So I'm assuming, because I hear that yelling, that they have contact with something at that end of the room. Out of my sight, in another room at the end of that hallway. He looks up. To some degree, the hands move, my attention's focused on him. Long rifle, pointed at him at that time, basically because I don't know at that point, what's around him. The movement automatically draws my contact, so I have him. I know now, I'm in this position, I know now the other SWAT operators moved quickly. They went in for the other threat. I'm looking at the room. It's disheveled in the area that he's in. I know that those SWAT operators had not checked him for any weapons. I know that there was no check of the area for any weapons, other than maybe a quick one with their eyes, and whether they saw something or not, I don't know. So I make a decision at that point. My options are focus on him like this and just say, don't move, don't move. But what happens if there's a gun or something hidden anywhere and he just reaches quick? What happens? Well, I'm still in a position where I got to make a decision. Do I fire? Do I not fire? And in my mind, as quickly as it was going, I made the decision, I'm going to take that out of this equation. I decided I'm going to go on the side of him, get his hands behind his back, not handcuff him, but just tighten up on his hands and kneel down on him so that I know he can't reach for anything at all, period. It takes, in the back of my mind, it takes any threat that may be someplace I can't see completely out of the equation as far as any firearms or weapons. So at that point, he's on the ground. I don't recall the way that he's laying, if he was directly straight, parallel with the wall, or if he was cockeyed. I can't remember. It seems to me that he may have been laying at an angle, where his head was towards me, but his body may have been coming towards the right side of the hallway. It was dark. That time, I come around the right side of him. I take a couple of steps, and I come around the right side of the man on the ground, on the floor. For some reason, I don't know if, I think I was somewhere around his shoulders, or just past his shoulders. I don't know if I stepped on something with my right foot or whatnot, but for some reason I had to step backwards with my left foot. Or not backwards, but to my left, which is essentially the area I had come from. So I stepped with my right, I started to make that motion, and all of a sudden I felt, for some reason, I had to step left. So as I stepped to my left, I lose my balance. I start to fall over. I'm going backwards. I remember, it was very quickly, but I start going backwards. I think my right foot's coming off the floor. With that tactical equipment, everything is just awkward. I start going backwards. I think that I lose or let go of my grip on my long gun because I'm falling over. And I don't know if in the back of my mind I'm trying to reach and try and hit the wall so I don't go all the way over, but I find myself falling back into the left, or and my arms out like this, or just out, trying to say basically the oh shit, here I go factor. So I'm going over. As I'm going over, at some point, my long rifle's pointing in the direction of the person on the floor. I'm trying to, consciously as I'm falling over, say to myself what I'm saying, the oh shit factor, pull my gun, my long rifle away, but I'm going over. At some point, I hear the discharge of a firearm. I don't know if it's when I first start going over, or when I impact, but I do impact with the wall, the corner of that, somewhere between the wall and the corner of the threshold. I impact with the wall. I'm laying there, now I'm laying on the ground, I'm laying on the ground in front of the person that I was trying to secure. I don't recall exactly where my entire makeup of my body was. But my ass is on the ground. My back is somewhere against the wall. The long rifle. I think the long rifle was resting somewhere on me, and I'm not sure if even a part of it landed anywhere on top of him or or whatnot. For a second, the discharge, I heard the discharge. It was almost like there was a shot fire. And it took a second for it to settle in that, you know, Jesus was at my rifle. Now I'm resting on the ground on my rear end. I look down at, I'm literally almost on top of him, I think. I can see his head. I look down at him, and now I can see under his, which would essentially be his left shoulder, which was still, now is like this. I start to see blood come out from somewhere under the left shoulder area. I hear a voice from out in the kitchen area, or what I believe is a kitchen. I can't tell you that it is. I think it was wherever that room is behind me. I hear a voice, you know, what was that? What happened? What's going on? Something to that effect. That time, I yell, man down, two or three times. I don't remember if somebody, I was trying to get up. I don't remember if somebody helped me up. I know I was on the deck, and I don't remember if, when I was trying to get up, if somebody came in and helped lifted me. I know at some point somebody was right behind me, like, back up, like, let's get you out of this room, gonna get you out of this particular room. Then I heard somebody in that room, I don't know who it was, I believe it was Lieutenant Downey, but I'm not 100% sure, yelling for the Thames to get the Thames in there, which the tactical medics. Once I was in the kitchen, I think it was Lieutenant Downey said, what happened? What happened? I told him, I said, I fell or I tripped. I can't remember exactly what I said. At that time, somebody took me, and he moved me into the original room, the room directly off the kitchen that I had secured prior to pulling the blanket down.